Mac family. I am Pastor Alex. I am so excited to be able to join this team, to join this family, and to get to know you all soon. Today I have the daily devotional, and I want to share with you my favorite psalm. My favorite psalm is found in Psalm 27, and I'm going to start reading from verse 4 and on. And it says, "One thing I ask from the Lord, this only do I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze on the beauty of the Lord, to seek Him in His temple. For in the day of trouble He will keep me safe in His dwelling. He will hide me in the shelter of His sacred tent and set me on a high rock. Then my head will be exalted above the enemies who surrounded me. Or at His sacred tent I will sacrifice with shouts of joy. I will sing and I will make music to the Lord." When I was a kid, my dad was a pastor of a church. My family was very active at the church, and that's how I grew up. I grew up being very active at the church, preaching since I was like 4 years old, and I loved it. But something happened, something that I'll share with you sometime during one of the sermons, but something happened and my family just got split. My two older brothers left the church, became atheists. My parents got divorced. My dad stopped being a pastor, and my life out of nowhere took a turn, and I didn't know what to do. All my friends and all my time was spent at church, and suddenly I found myself without a place. In this time that I was in the house and not able to go to church because I was a kid and I couldn't go by myself, I found myself saying, "One thing I desire from the Lord, and that is to be in His house all of the days of my life." The same thing that David said. And David gives three reasons why he wanted to live, why he wanted to dwell in the house of the Lord all his life. And those are the three same reasons that I found in my personal life and that I want to share with you. Number one, he wants to dwell in the house of the Lord because he knows he will find protection, he will find shelter, and he will be safe. He will be hidden into a secret place with God, and he will be safe from anything that can harm him. The second reason is because he acknowledges that by being safe in that place, also God will set him on a high rock, which is Jesus Christ himself. He will be set on a high rock, and he will be able to look around his enemies and see them small because he's no longer focusing on them. He's focusing on the high rock that he's set upon, and everything else has become small. The third reason he gives us is because he knows that the Lord is able to lift up our heads. Whenever you're troubled, whenever you're in the middle of a problem, we have this natural tendency of just like putting our head down when we're sad. But David knows that God has the ability of lifting up that chin, lifting up that head, and being able to give you confidence, that confidence that can only come from Christ. So whatever it is that you're going through, whatever it is that you're feeling during this transition period, during this coronavirus, know that in the Lord we are safe. In the Lord we are set upon a high rock. Our problems are made small. And in the Lord, our problems are made away because our heads are lifted high. Have a blessed day.